Standing Together, a call to end GBV in South Africa. As we approach the global 16 days of activism for no violence against women and children, it's important to explore what gender-based violence truly entails, understand its root causes, and discuss how each of us can contribute to the fight against it. GBV remains one of the most urgent issues faced by South Africans. It's a crisis that affects not only women and children, but also men. And it leaves a lasting impact on individuals, families, and communities. Let's grow our understanding. GBV refers to harmful acts directed at an individual based on their gender. It can take many forms, including physical violence, which can take the form of assault, battery, and other forms of physical harm. Sexual violence, which includes rape, sexual assault, sexual harassment, and forced sex work. Emotional and psychological abuse, which includes manipulation, threats, humiliation, and controlling behavior that harms an individual's mental well-being. Economic abuse, while seldom spoken about, is equally destructive and manifests in many forms, including financial control, withholding resources, and preventing someone from accessing money or employment. The state of GBV. According to the United Nations Population Fund, one in three women are victims of GBV globally. In South Africa, between 25 and 40% of women have experienced some form of violence from a partner in their lifetime. Thousands of cases of domestic violence and sexual assault are reported each year, but many go unreported due to fear, stigma, and the lack of effective legal recourse. The impact of GBV ripples through society, resulting in physical injuries, mental health crises, economic dependence, and even death. Addressing GBV is not only a matter of justice for survivors, but a critical step towards creating a healthier and safer society.
Now, the man rules they taught me were simple, though. All I gotta do is win. Only all the time, every time, because losing is a sin. Oh, yeah, and I can't have any fears or be a girl or show I'm weak. They said they better not catch any shameful tears sliding down my cheek. Because if you do, you're out, they said. You'll be a liability. Being vulnerable is the quickest way to lose our credibility. You better keep that macho armor on. It's the only way to be tough. And we're watching you. This game never ends until you prove to us you're enough.
At the root of much GBV is toxic masculinity, a set of cultural norms that associates male identity with dominance, aggression, and emotional suppression. In South Africa, boys are often socialized to believe that violence is an acceptable means of asserting power and control. This conditioning doesn't just harm women. It also alienates men from their own emotions, contributing to a cycle of repression and aggression. Breaking the grip of toxic masculinity starts with open conversations about healthy masculinity. We need to redefine strength as empathy, courage as vulnerability, and leadership as service. Education, both formal and informal, is key to shifting these harmful norms and building a society where men and women can thrive as equals. Consent is the foundation of any healthy relationship, but misunderstandings about it continue to fuel GBV. Consent means that all parties involved in any activity, physical, emotional, or otherwise, clearly and willingly agree to participate. It's essential that consent is informed. Both parties should understand what they are consenting to. Voluntary Consent should be given freely, without pressure, manipulation, or threat. Consent is also reversible. That means that anyone can change their mind at any time. Consent is also specific. Just because someone says yes to one thing doesn't also mean they're agreeing to everything. By normalizing the conversation around consent, we can create a culture where respect for personal boundaries becomes the norm, not the exception. Specialized care is available for anyone experiencing GBV. While the journey to healing may be long, there are organizations dedicated to offering support at every step. Tears Foundation specializes in helping survivors of sexual violence by providing access to medical services, legal aid, and psychological counseling. People Opposing Women Abuse, POWER, offers shelters, counseling, and legal assistance for women facing domestic violence. Lifeline South Africa is a national helpline providing crisis intervention, counseling, and referrals. The South African Depression and Anxiety Group, SADAG, offers mental health support, including crisis counseling for trauma survivors. And Thuthuzela Care Centers, TCCs, is a network of government-run, one-step facilities that offer medical, psychological, and legal support to survivors of sexual violence. What can you do? Ending GBV requires collective action. While 16 Days of Activism is a focused campaign, the work must continue year-round. Here's how you can help. Start by learning about GBV, its forms, and its root causes. Attend community workshops or read up on resources provided by local organizations. Speak up when you witness sexist behavior, whether it's in the workplace, at home, or in public spaces. Small actions can lead to big change. Support survivors. Listen without judgment. Offer emotional or practical support and help connect survivors to resources. Breaking the silence helps end the stigma. You can also advocate for policy change. Get involved in local initiatives aimed at improving laws and their enforcement around GBV. Join advocacy groups or petitions that hold leaders accountable. You can also consider raising awareness. Use your social media platforms or community groups to spread information about GBV. The more we talk about it, the more we create a culture of zero tolerance. Gender-based violence is not a private issue. It affects every corner of our society. The pain it causes is profound, but so is the power we have to end it. 16 Days of Activism reminds us that each of us holds the ability to make a difference, whether by raising awareness, supporting survivors, or educating ourselves and our communities. Together, we can build a nation where all people, regardless of gender, can live free from fear and violence. The journey to ending GBV begins with us. And it's a fight we can win if we stand together. Thank you to TEDx Talks for the audio clip used in the soundbite. For more personalized support and expert advice, please refer to your dedicated toll-free number or send an SMS to 31581. Disclaimer: the information is shared on condition that listeners will make their own determination, including seeking advice from a healthcare professional. Errors and omissions accepted. Life Healthcare Group Limited and Life Health Solutions do not accept any responsibility for any loss damage suffered by the listener as a result of the information provided.